In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Tonight our focus is on the deadly sin of avarice. The following passage comes from the letter to the Hebrews. Let your moral disposition be free from love of money, including greed, avarice, and craving for earthly possessions, and be satisfied with your present circumstances and with what you have. For God has said, I will not in any way fail you nor leave you without support. The novena's title is Our Lady Against the Dragon. The title suggests that a battle is occurring. Our Lady, who continues to fight against the dragon. It was a battle that began long ago, and it continues even now. In the Hebrew language, the word that refers to a dragon can also be used for a serpent. And so interestingly, in the book of Genesis, we have a passage referring to Our Lady and the serpent, where God says to the serpent, I will put enmity between you and the woman. And similarly, we find a passage from the book of Revelation that also speaks about the woman and the dragon, the serpent. In both passages, the woman refers to our Blessed Mother. And since the seven-headed dragon from the book of Revelation can be associated with the seven deadly sins, we can say that our Blessed Mother continues to battle against these deadly sins. As she battles against the dragon, she wants to help us fight against the seven deadly sins. And one of those deadly sins is avarice. I'd like you to use your imagination for a moment. Imagine that you are listening to the conversation between Eve and the serpent that we find in the book of Genesis. The story begins with Scripture telling us that the serpent was the most crafty of all the animals. He sees Eve in the garden, and so he comes over and speaks with her. He asks Eve to repeat for him what God has said about not eating from the one tree that was forbidden. She relayed correctly what God had instructed. But then the serpent said that if Eve ate from the forbidden tree, it would open her eyes to see that she would be like God. Those were tempting words. She would be like God. Perhaps that was the beginning of her avarice, an excessive greed on her part to be like God. The story from Genesis continues. This is what we read in the Scripture. So when the woman saw that the tree was good for food, and that it was a delight to the eyes, and that the tree was to be desired to make one wise, she took of its fruit and ate, and she also gave some to her husband who was with her, and he ate. They were told by the serpent that they would be like God, and that's what they wanted. Avarice, excessive greed, entered their hearts in that moment. The battle between good and evil was present, between being obedient to God and not eating from the forbidden tree, or to be disobedient to God and instead follow their own avaricious desire to be like God. So perhaps we can see how avarice was present as a deadly sin from the time of Adam and Eve, and how it remains, as we find in the book of Revelation, with Our Lady battling against the seven-headed dragon, with one of those heads being the sin of avarice. All forms of avarice are harmful. If left uncontrolled, avarice can be deadly harmful. Avarice becomes deadly harmful when it deadens the soul and shows little or no care for the welfare of others. Avaricious persons can be greedy with money, or with power, or with the need to fulfill sexual desires. When you meet an avaricious person, you will hear in their words or in their actions that they're not satisfied with the amount that they have. An avaricious person always craves for more, and it is a greedy craving. The question they ask is, what's in it for me? The opposite kind of question, namely wondering how they might be of help to someone else, that's not on their mind. And so when you look at the behavior of an avaricious person, you will find that he or she is so preoccupied with the more that they want to have. And to get to the more, they often commit acts that are unjust in order to satisfy their craving. From the letter of St. Paul to Timothy, we read the following. For the love of money is a root of all kinds of evils. It is through this craving that some have wandered away from the faith and pierced themselves with many pangs. In that same letter of St. Paul, he says the following to Timothy. But if anyone does not provide for his relatives, and especially for members of his household, he has denied the faith and is worse than an unbeliever. St. Paul there is addressing the deadly sin of avarice. How does Our Lady help us in the battle against avarice? Perhaps her example is one of the best helps that we have. For example, she practiced the opposite of avarice. She was generous. She was generous when asked by Gabriel to be the mother of our Lord. She was generous when visiting and assisting Elizabeth. She was generous in giving Joseph time to come to terms with her supernatural pregnancy. She was generous in giving Jesus to the world when he began his public ministry. She was generous in giving her son back to God at his crucifixion. Mary was generous, and certainly no avarice was ever in her heart. As we prepare to celebrate the feast of Mary's Immaculate Conception, may she be an example for us. May we do our part to work with God's grace, and then with Mary's example of generous love, may we fight against any avaricious desires. May God bless us, Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Amen.